What kind of sandwich would you like, Sam?
Oh, that's not funny. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Mondays. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And before we went to break, we were having a conversation about tuition. And Sandy was at Notre Dame. This past weekend, and he was telling me about how opulent it was. But I'm just trying to imagine, as big as that campus is, 12,000 students on it.
Yeah, just 12,000. It was like I was struck by the grandeur of the place and the small scale of the number of students. We were talking as well about, you know, what the cost of education has done to both the students, the parents, and education itself. And one of the things that I found troublesome was I was involved on the Medical College of Wisconsin board, and then this MIAD group, and got sort of rolled up my sleeves and sort of tried to understand graduate and collegiate education a bit. And the curriculums have changed, particularly for the schools that are attracting students and are tuition driven, and they need to demonstrate to the student what kind of job training they're giving the student. Well, most collegiate education used to be liberal arts education, and it was expected that they would go to work for a company that would have a training program.
Right.
Banks, all the companies that had white collar management jobs would bring college graduates in, put them in a 1-year training program. They'd learn they'd polish the apple and teach them what they needed to know that was specific to what they were doing. Training programs have kind of gone out the door in corporations because people don't stay with their job. We all went to our jobs and stayed for a career, and
right.
So when you got hired, the company was willing to invest in you with a training program. Now the company doesn't believe they're going to keep you as an employee forever, both for the reason that they might want to jettison you for whatever reason, and you might just get up and leave because most people move through 4 or 5 jobs in a career these days.
Right.
And the first job is always viewed as a temporary placement. So that's changed the level of training, which means when you get to the job, they want you already trained, which means that either you have to build up a resume with internships when you get out of colleges where you don't get paid anything, but you learn something, or the school itself needs to train you in accounting and finance or coding or computer science or whatever the things are that you will need to get a job, which subtracts from the curriculum they can teach you in the old liberal arts training. And so the curriculums of colleges have changed dramatically and become far less liberal in their, and by liberal, I don't mean liberal and conservative,
right.
I mean far less classical in their training. And it's kind of a sorry thing, actually, because people are getting out of college less completely educated than they used to, and it's more like they're getting in and they're sharpening the pencil from freshman year on and going to a school that's going to train them as if they learned all the classical education they needed to learn in high school, and now they go to college and they're being treated as if they're in graduate school and they're polishing the apple.
So let me ask you this, Sandy, because it makes me think about where I worked for all those years and at just one company. What role did the loss of industry and manufacturing in this country play in, because young people used to graduate from UWM and other places, and they could walk into industry, and the white collar jobs that were there that they could go into,
right,
and then move up the ladder.
They got trained. They got trained in training program on the job. Yeah,
that's correct.
Well, I think it all changed in the late 70s and 80s when layoffs became, you know, when with the leverage buyout trend that happened in the 80s where management was able to go to a bank. They were able to go to banks. They were able to borrow large sums of money and essentially buy companies that had a lot of cash on the books that were conservatively financed. They could buy those companies, and after they bought them, they would put more leverage. They would borrow more money at the corporate level, and they would essentially pay off buying the company by borrowing money at the company level after they bought it. It was called a leverage buyout. And with leverage buyouts, they suddenly had a lot more interest payments to make. Businesses did, right, if they were subject to a leverage buyout. And so they needed to generate near-term income and be very careful and aggressive about getting as much cash flow as they could in the near term, which prompted this very short time horizon for earnings. They started looking at earnings quarter by quarter. How much right. cash can we get out of this business to pay this interest that we are now incurring because we bought this company? Essentially, we cannibalized the balance sheet of this company to buy it. Now we got to pay off the debt. And so that created a very cash flow oriented, cut the cost out of a business, and it meant cutting costs out of management as well as costs out of labor. It meant layoffs. It meant a whole change in the relationship between workers and their businesses, because businesses were far more short-term oriented. They didn't have time to train you, because if they were training you, you were just a cost center.
So Sandy, my issue is that took away all of those jobs that people could come in out of universities and wind up with a career path. And now all those are gone, and that was a large swath of people graduating
Absolutely.
From universities that now there's nowhere for them to go.
Right, which is why the pressure has been put on the universities to give training, because everyone knows if they're out in the job market looking for a white-collar job, that what they're looking for, what the employer is looking for is somebody who is already trained
right.
and able to do what they want them to do, which means they have to have already had a job, or they had to have that training in the university that they went to, which means they needed job training, not classical education. Now, it is true that with this shortage of workers that's occurring right now, more training is beginning to occur on the job.
You know, Sandy, it is... You look at all of this, and again, this goes back to, what was that Mitt Romney made all his money in? Acquisitions?
Well, it was called Bain Capital, but it's private equity.
Yeah, private equity.
Yeah.
And when that came into vogue, you could almost see, I don't know if any of us could foresee the impact that it was.
Well, actually, private equity was the logical extension of the leverage buyout. Private equity is essentially the funds that were developed in which you would, if you were very wealthy, you could invest your money in a private equity fund, and the private equity fund were professionals who would go around and basically do leverage buyouts using your money, bank money, and the balance sheet of the companies they would buy, because they would refinance, they would buy companies, refinance them, get them more profitable to the owners through that process, and essentially it was called financial engineering. They would re-engineer the financials of companies, as well as tightening them up and make them more profitable.
I got a better definition for them.
Yeah?
Destroying the middle class. Because in the end, that's what they did. I can just look at A.O. Smith and what took place there when they brought in Tower Automotive and those other types of things. They basically destroyed all those people and their families and their lives and communities and neighborhoods.
Well, private equity in the early days, the low-hanging fruit for them was frequently to buy mid-sized companies that were family-owned, where
right.
families needed to essentially liquidate the
right.
the business. They now were in the fifth generation. There were hundreds of the
right.
family, and they needed to get out of the company and get money to distribute to all these heirs.
Yeah.
And so they would sell off to private equity funds, and private equity funds have a very cold and steely eye, unlike families who own businesses who might feel some responsibility.
So, Sandy, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Mondays. That means Sandy Williams, you can join us. We'll be right back.